the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, my name is Brant. Greetings and welcome to you. And also, producer Sherry is here too, getting ready to unveil the bracket of awesome on Facebook. So if you want to like our show page, it's just Brant Hanson page. That's why you have to actually type in the word page, a Brant Hanson page on Facebook.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. By the way, I learned my middle name is Paige, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon's middle name is Paige. Isn't that weird?
That is interesting.
We're now up to one thing in common. Two.
What's the other one?
We're guys.
Okay.
Three white guys.
All right. Well, you're almost brothers.
Me and Matt. Family. Me and Matt Damon. Hey, what's going on? Glad you're listening to the show. And I've just been handed a breaking animal news story.
So shocking.
We always have animal news as soon as we get them crossing the wire here.
We're the only show that'll break.
We're the only show that still has a wire. Yeah. Actually, wire service.
Dedicated.
Haven't existed for 25 years.
To animal news.
So here it is. It's actually Buy Your Girlfriend a Goat Week. National Buy Your Girlfriend a Goat Week. Now, you may think, wait, Brant, I've heard you before. You don't go for these national weeks.
That's right.
You oppose them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely true. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to participate, but I know how some people feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I'll do whatever week they tell me. Oh, fine. National, okay. You know, whatever week is National Blueberry Pie Week. I'll eat the blueberry pie. Okay, so. It's just stuff you need to know as guys, because I'm sure you'll be doing this.
So you're going to give suggestions if guys do want to buy their girlfriend a goat.
Usually, I presume you will, and I presume your girlfriend is going to be expecting one.
Really?
$75 to $300, top end, $300. You don't want to. If somebody's asking to buy a goat for more than $300, they're trying to rip you off.
Oh, good. That's a great tip.
Basically. So talk them down. The other thing is don't just get one. You want to get them in pairs. They do much better in pairs. They do.
Okay.
You want to get
a friend.
You want to get wethers, which are the male goats that are fixed, or you want to get two does, two female goats, but they do a lot better together. You get the two males, otherwise they're fighting and fussing. So it's $75 to $300. Put together about $150, $600. See if you can talk them down a little bit. Lots of different breeds.
Yes.
You're going to want to acquaint yourself with. Mm-hmm. Just find out your girlfriend. You know her personality.
Oh, so
what
there
kind
are
of goats does she want?
Breeds of goats that fit a personality
type.
Oh.
Yeah, and it shows forethought, and women really like that. If you surprise her with the right goat, then it says, you know me, you love me.
Okay, now one last question.
She'll love it.
Who's taking care of the goat?
Well, it'll be hers. So you just pop these on her. And enjoy her appreciation as she
has to feed the goat, she has to clean up after the goat, she has to do all of that.
Yeah, but she'll think of you each time she cleans up after these and
That's
probably
great.
Want to marry you at some point. Oh, I forgot to mention something. I'm so sorry. Guys, if you're going to buy your girlfriend a goat for Buy Your Girlfriend a Goat Week, she's going to need, you might want to give her like a little gift card with the goat to a fence company, because you're going to need a strong fence that can run her $10,000.
And so at that point, it's not really a gift if it's a $10,000 invoice.
Yeah, give her a little gift card for $100. So that'll take care of some of that.
Wait a minute.
Expense.
Wait.
Because you're not going to be covering it all yourself. She gets to enjoy the goats. I mean, she's going to be fine with this, but give her a little gift card that says, hey, I know you're going to need a strong fence. Because even if she has a fence, it's probably not enough. Honestly, Sherry, for a typical goat, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Like the
for
goat.
For many, many, many reasons.
Okay. Well,
I'm looking at you that way.
All right. Well, alphabetize those reasons and submit them. Whatever you're doing, like whatever your job is, it matters. And I heard a friend of mine say something today, which will stick with me. I saw a video of him doing his thing. His name's Tim. He's a surgeon, and he's been doing it for a long time. He's in the Philippines at the Cure Hospital there. But he looks up at the camera, and he's like, yeah, I've been doing this a long time. He's in the OR. There's a child sleeping on the table. It's like, I've been doing this a long time. This is what I do. This is what God made me for. This is how I worship God. I do operations. And I thought, that is how you worship God. And what was interesting was they just showed a video like outside the OR. What they do every day is they have people who are actually singing songs and they're praying for the kids who are in the OR. So the staff is praying, they're worshiping. Like you see them like, okay, that's music. But inside, he's doing his thing. It doesn't look like what you would call normal worship. But he's like, no, I'm worshiping. And you hear this eep, 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 little heartbeat. That's what he does. And whatever you do, it doesn't have to be as profound seeming as surgery. God made you to work. He made us all to work. He made Adam to work in the garden. Like, this is your way to worship him. This time of year is such a cleansing feel to me. It just feels fresh and clean. Let me tell you why. It's because I've spent the last 6 months since we changed clocks in the fall trying to get my car clock to adjust and not being able to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then, wham, it doesn't matter anymore.
Here we are.
We're here and I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's just as fresh, feels like a fresh start.
All things are made new.
Mm-hmm. If you're like me, you kind of grow up thinking, okay, there's the bad people and there's the good people. The good guys, the bad guys. And so that's what the Bible's about, right? Good guys against the bad guys. It's not. It's so not. Jesus doesn't do that. He puts us all on one category, going, hey, nobody's good. Bam. And then he divides people up in a different way. There's the humble and there's the proud. And he even tells stories. There's a humble person, a proud person, like the prodigal son story, the humble and a proud. Here's the thing. If we don't have humility, like this humility thing is so important. If we don't have it, all the other things in our life that we think are good are now bad. Because we're not humble. All the stuff about, well, I went and I did this, or I served at church, or I did, and I traveled the world, and I did missions, or like all that's now a bad thing. Like the humility pride thing changes everything. Like it's, and conversely, all the bad stuff that you would think on a spiritual resume that was horrible, but now because of your humility, it'll actually become a blessing to people. This makes all the difference. Coming up on St. Patrick's Day, I try to get better with my Irish accent.
Oh boy.
And I was reading about how to do it better.
Oh,
in case anybody else wants to do this.
There were instructions.
Change the vowels, elongate the aw sound in words like father. Father. Ah.
Mm-mm.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-mm.
And the ow sound in words like town. Bean. Like I've been walking to the store. You say bean instead of been. Mm-hmm. That's important. Learn the consonants. Use colloquialisms. Avoid, like... I like saying, top of the morning, mirin' to you.
That's a colloquialism. You don't want to use it. Is that what they're saying?
Top of the mirin' to you. And blarney.
Are they saying, don't do
that?
No,
wait. It says, don't. It says,
yeah.
Don't do that unless you're in a leprechaun costume. Okay. All right. So don't do top of the mirin' to you because nobody wants to hear that. It's a good note. I was talking to friends the other night, and I don't think they would classify themselves as Christians. But we all agreed on something, which is whatever the culture says is going to work to make us happy, it doesn't work. It just doesn't. You'd think we'd be ecstatic. And then we were going around the room, and there's people struggling with this thing or that thing, dependency on drugs, many cases, that kind of stuff. Like, not working. Even though on paper, we've got it. It's weird. I just saw this stat, by the way. You know what we're struggling with in the United States? To give you an idea of just how good off or well off we've got it in terms of, like financially, as a general rule, we have too many boxes now. It's like a crisis. Too many boxes. What do we do with all these boxes? You know why we have so many boxes? It's because everything's getting delivered in them. So we have so much. It's not even that we have too much stuff. We know that. It's like now we have so many boxes, we don't know what to do with them. And yet, you look at literature, anything to compare eras or across cultures, it's not like we're happier. You can study the literature from 400 years ago. It's not like, oh, they were really depressed, and now we're happy because we're so well off. It doesn't work. And I thought that was interesting because people, I'm coming at it from a Christian angle going, I think there's only one thing that's going to satisfy us. I don't think the other stuff's going to work. And we can even look at it. People who aren't Christians can go, you know what? You're right. This is called Survival School, and it's awesome. And we haven't done this in a while. I can't wait, because I like to impute my knowledge of survival situations to other people so they can learn.
Oh, nice.
I'm always thinking about what happens and then how to respond. You ready for this? You want some survival skills?
Yes, I do.
He does. Okay.
Yes, I
okay. Well, let's say it's a little role play here. I've thought through this. Let's say it's a beautiful day and you're at SeaWorld. That's right, SeaWorld.
Oh,
it's
great.
Beautiful. You've got cotton candy. You're walking by a big swimming pool that has stuff going on, and there's a crowd around and stuff, and it's just a beautiful day. And suddenly, oh my goodness, you slip on a banana peel, and everybody's laughing, and you fall into the water. Oh no.
From the...
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody's laughing at you and whatnot, and then you realize, wait a second, the sign says this is the show where they have the rabid sharks. The sharks with rabies.
There's a rabid shark at SeaWorld. I had no idea.
What do you do? You have 5 seconds. How do you get out of this? Four.
Three. Two.
Jump back out of the container?
No, you don't jump out. No.
Why would?
Because that's unsafe.
Okay,
no, a pool deck environment. You're not going to want to run or anything. You slip and fall.
That's how you got in there.
No, here's what you do. You look at the sign and you go, how can sharks have rabies? Only mammals have rabies.
So,
sharks are not mammals.
So then what?
They don't have lungs. That's one of the clarifying.
I don't understand.
So you call the whole thing into question.
Well, even if...
You walk, you slowly get out of the pool, and you explain that this is all...
But, Brant, even if he's not in the tank with rabid sharks, he's in the tank with sharks.
But if you're in a tank like that, sharks aren't going to attack you if they can see clearly. And that's, we're talking about clear water at SeaWorld.
Okay.
They won't attack you.
So the sharks are not going to attack him.
No. So there's the hopping out, jumping out, making a spectacle out of yourself. Not necessary, Jeremy.
Well, now you know.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Oh, that's what he's supposed to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
okay.
All good.
Just get
and
out.
You, then you should explain to the crowd that, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed my slapstick moment with the banana peel. But you know what? Sharks can't even get rabies. So please disperse.
Okay.
Yeah. I know it's nerdy, so I won't talk about it much, but there's this thing called game theory, and it's basically like, if I'm playing against you, I want to think how you would think so I can guess what moves you're going to make.
Yeah.
Okay? So, down to that. Think about that, like with spiritual stuff, if you believe in a spiritual realm, and I do, and that there's an actual spiritual enemy against us, like what would he want me to do? I'm pretty convinced he would want me, if he couldn't destroy me, he'd at least want me to waste my life. On fake stuff. I'm convinced of it. And then I see this played out with people. For instance, like a lot of the stuff, a lot of the drugs that people get hung up on, especially in these particular times, a particular go-to things for people, they make your brain feel like you've accomplished something. They give you a sense of peace and accomplishment, contentment. But you haven't done anything. So like your brain has a payoff that's supposed to kick in with real life experiences, with real life servanthood, with real life hard work, but you skip that whole process and then people just go straight to that. So what you're made to do with your hands, with your brain, the way you could be a blessing to people gets skipped over and you get the fake feeling. Or they want you to relate to something fake. They want me to spend all my time playing video games because it feels like I'm accomplishing something. I'm getting that rush. But I'm not really doing anything. I just think that a lot of our brokenness comes down to that. Like we're cashing in real and wonderful things for fake stuff. I like video games. I think the main problem with them is that they're just too much fun. So it's not like I'm just going just carpet bombing them evil. But I know this. Like again, if I'm thinking game theory style, like what does my enemy want to do to me? He wants me to waste my life on fake stuff. And I think God gave us a capacity for adventure, a capacity for accomplishment, a thirst for that, especially as a man speaking here. And I can spend all of it thinking in my brain. Like I've had these adventures in my brain, but they haven't actually benefited anybody. I haven't rescued anybody. I haven't defended anybody. I just sat in a chair. I don't think that's a win. So please hear me. I'm not just saying, don't play video games. It's not my thing. As somebody who enjoys them and plays them myself. But I have to watch it, especially as an introvert, because life with people is really difficult sometimes. I mean, it's a lot easier to just relate to a machine.
Hello, podcast friends. This is Sherry. Before we continue with the rest of this podcast, I know I usually do outtakes in one separate podcast, and I will be doing that soon. But I wanted to do this specific outtake right now because it happened during this show. As a matter of fact, it happened recording what you just heard. So the last thing you just heard was the second time. The first time of us trying to say what we just got done saying sounded like this. Just a specific little outtake I thought I'd put on this podcast because it just happened.
Man, we could talk about that every day. Video games.
Mm-hmm.
The basic problem with video games is that they're awesome.
Yes.
They're so much fun.
That's the good and the bad?
That's the good and the bad.
Okay.
Because you're drawn into it, and it's hard to go back to regular life when it's so much more interesting online.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing something that feels like it's life or death or something. This is terrible music. Addiction. Satan.
It's a contrast.
Yeah, start over.
Spiritual wickedness. See, I told you guys, we tell you all the time, we laugh more off air than we do on the air. So anyway, back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
I love this, kicking this around. We talked about it yesterday. Misconceptions about your job. Like, you've got this job. People who don't have it have a misconception about it. Ask this on my Facebook page. Jamie says, my job's a pharmacist. And people are like, well, what do you do, really? I mean, the doctor tells me what I need. And her next sentence is, mostly we make sure y'all don't die.
Thank you, Jamie.
Now, any of you guys, admit it, Jamie, you enjoy being elevated. Like, being taller than everybody. Who did that? Was that Seinfeld that talked about that?
Yeah, he said, what's he doing up there? Yeah,
yeah,
looking down at the rest of us.
You have to drop the pills from on high or something. But no, that's true, Jamie. Thanks for the input. I think we can all agree, I hope, that we're supposed to love people. If we're followers of Jesus, I hope we're all in on that. Like, that's just a non-negotiable. Love your enemies, even. Here's the great news. You don't have to feel like it. Like, if you're, well, it's hard for me to love my enemies. Oh, yes, of course. I just don't feel, no, it doesn't matter what you feel. You can still love them. It's not about feeling. In fact, my wife could tell you that. She does so many things for me. I'm sure she's not just overflowing with emotion every time. Like, he's so wonderful. Let me pick up his shoes again and slide him over here where I was told him 16 times to put him over here. It's not about feeling. It's just about your will bending to what God wants you to do. Like, in becoming humble and serving people and doing the right thing, even when you don't feel like it. I don't feel like forgiving people. I know. I don't. Who does? Who does? But you do it anyway. That's what love looks like. Love this. When we do sci-fi questions, love sci-fi, kind of a what-if scenario. Joelle is on the phone. Imagine you're on an alien planet, Joelle, and these aliens have a deal for you. They pull up with this absolutely brand new, sparkling, beautiful Mercedes crossover vehicle.
Whoa.
It's sparkly.
Wow. The latest?
It's got all the latest heated seats, all of that stuff. And it's free. No taxes or anything. They'll handle your license and everything, right?
Oh, that's great.
But you'll be 2 inches shorter. Same proportions. So
not losing weight with it?
No, I mean, just, yeah, you are, but it's going to be the same proportions.
Okay, all right, got it.
But just 2 inches shorter, it's your vehicle to keep. You can turn around and sell it if you want.
Oh, you're allowed to sell it? They haven't allowed that
maybe
before.
Maybe $60,000,
$70,000. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I'm already 5'6". I can't lose anymore.
Can't do it, huh?
Sorry.
Wait, they just pulled it out, and they're coming back with an Aston Martin.
Oh, my goodness.
Worth $170,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And they want 1 inch.
Wow. Just 1 inch?
Just 1 inch,
Joelle. 1 inch.
No, I can't.
Oh!
Wow.
The aliens are shocked.
They are. They're peeling out in anger.
They want you off their planet now.
brand new 2017 Mercedes crossover vehicle. It's very nice.
Nice.
Leather seats, one of those cameras that shows stuff behind you in the back up. Yeah. All of that.
Nice.
Okay. They're offering it to you. Here's the only thing. It's free. No, they took care of all the expenses, taxes, title, license, all that stuff.
Great family car.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be 2 inches shorter if you accept it. Same proportion.
2 inches?
Yeah, 2 inches shorter. So you'll be down to 5'2". Same proportions.
Now I'm going to keep my inches.
Yeah, I understand. Wow. I totally get that. Yes.
Wow.
Brent, we don't have much to give up. We're not here towering like 5'8 or 5'9.
Okay, well, they just left, and now they've come back with two Buick crossover vehicles.
Ooh.
Beautiful new ones. And a gift card for Target.
How much?
$20,000.
Whoa. They really want those inches.
They really, really want you to be shorter. Are you going to say no to that? I mean, just think how that would help your family and...
Well,
two new vehicles.
I gotta keep my answers.
Oh, wow.
It's 2017. All leather interior. Oh, it's incredible.
Smells new.
All the stuff. Heated seats, all of that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Whatever's headrests or whatever.
Cameras.
Oh, it's incredible. So here's the thing, though. They're going to give that to you. You can even turn around and sell it if you want, if you don't want to keep it. But they're paying for everything.
Okay.
But you're going to be 2 inches shorter from now on. So do you
Oh, no!
No!
Oh, that's a catch!
She was on the side.
How tall are you, Ellie?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I am 5'6".
How about this? Forget that. They can tell you you're not interested.
Okay.
Right? They drive off in it. They come back with a relatively new. They have a 2013. Honda CRV in good shape, 50,000 miles on it.
That's not bad.
And they just want 1 inch.
Oh.
No.
No.
No, I don't. You know, it's on top of that, I would tell them, you know what, aliens? Even if I try to add an inch to my height, it's not even biblical. So, yeah.
So interesting to read these people talking about the stuff that people have wrong about their jobs. Like we just read this pharmacist saying people don't understand her job. Here's a photographer, and she wants everyone to know that just because you have an expensive camera doesn't make you a photographer.
It's great stuff. You really should go to the Facebook page and check it out.
Yes,
it's good.
Everybody's responses here. A piano teacher. Wow, this is good. So what would you say misconception about...
That I can get your music on. Like if you can sing and you've made a demo or your kid has a, you know, Christian hip hop CD and you think that I can get the song on it, it just doesn't work that way. I feel bad because we get those calls, we get those emails, and we can't do
like
that.
We're smashing people's dreams. Yeah. But it's our dream that's being smashed. We have no
control over anything.
No influence.
No,
and
none.
That's a regular occurrence. We can't help you.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
They haven't given those keys over to us.
I don't even schmooze with, like, we know the people who are in the record companies and stuff. That's not my schmooze thing. I just don't do that.
I don't either.
So I can't even.
So even if we knew, like if we handed them your kid's CD, they'd be like, who are you?
Why are you doing this?
You guys think more highly of us than you ought.
You got nothing. That's the misconception. You think our job is significant. That's where you've gone afoul.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.